One way the web has empowered us all is in comparison shopping. You probably do it all the time for airline tickets.
Book your summer vacation now and save up to 45% at Travelocity.
When I use Expedia, my friends at work think there's more than one me.
On the travel websites, you can see the departure times and compare prices for a bunch of airlines all at once. That's the power that Molly Voris hopes to unleash. She's managing a project known as the Health Benefits Exchange.
We really look at it as being a place where you can compare plans that are available to you.
It sounds fairly simple these days, but if you've ever puzzled through an open enrollment season with your employer, you know it's unnerving to compare insurance plans. The Health Exchange is a new way to buy and sell insurance. It's a centerpiece of the controversial federal health care law. Each state is supposed to create its own insurance exchange.
Good morning, everyone.
Washington's Health Exchange Board had its first meeting this week.
I'd like to welcome all of you. We are now officially in business.
The governor appointed the board. It's a half-government, half-private startup. They have a little over a year to get fully functional. Margaret Stanley, who's worked both in government and the insurance industry, chairs the board, and she had a personal lesson in giving consumers choices.
If we can't make it simpler than the Medicare prescription drug program, we're really in trouble. I got about 4 inches worth of material when I became eligible for it. And, you know, I finally just gave up. I just couldn't deal with it, and I've spent my whole career in this field.
The Health Exchange has to create a website, open a call center, and set some of the rules for insurance companies. The thing is, there's already a pretty good website that does a lot of this, called ehealthinsurance.com. The new exchange is aimed at people who will qualify for upcoming insurance subsidies. If you have coverage through your work, though, you can ignore it. Healthcare politics started creeping into that first board meeting. There was disagreement over how much to promote itself. Should it have a catchy name and logo? Or stick to something neutral, like the Benefits Exchange? Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.